Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yeah, can you believe? I mean, I know it's March Madness, but some of the games are going to be played in April, I guess, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's usually how it always goes. The so Final Four is always typically like that first
weekend
in April.
I still think it's going to be mad. So we could call it Maple or something.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, and the whole thing about college, the college anything, but sports in general, but college anything is that basically anything can happen. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So did you watch?
Fun.
Yeah. Did you watch the games?
I did. I didn't watch a whole lot of the games yesterday. I was actually you're gonna make fun of me. I was actually watching WrestleMania yesterday.
I'm gonna make fun of you.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
Because you'd rather fiction than truth, huh?
Yeah.
You like the drama. You like the pageantry and splendor. You like the acting.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. But I mean, it's a lot of exciting games yesterday. I know Michigan State and Louisville played a pretty exciting game, and so. It's always a fun
Kentucky
time of year.
And Notre Dame.
Yeah, Kentucky and. Kentucky Notre Dame was fantastic on Saturday.
Well, yeah, and my phone actually sent me an alert that said an upset in the making. My phone did that. My phone knows much more about what's going on in the world than I do, and it will alert me to things that I should know about. This is CNN. So there we go. All right. So you forgot to you were going to update me on your perspective about. The number two movie, I told you that Home was going to beat Get Hard. Did I not say that? I did say that.
You did tell me that, yeah.
Yeah. They beat it pretty handily, too.
Mm-hmm.
Even though a lot of people didn't like it, I thought it was sweet. I did like it.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was, people were saying, well, it was derivative, and I thought it was cute. I thought it was certainly better than Get Hard, which I didn't hate. So what's your review of Get Hard?
I thought it was pretty funny. It wasn't like the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life or anything. But I thought Kevin Hart's character was great. And, I mean, Will Ferrell is kind of, I think like we talked.
He's doing what he's always doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it was really really raunchy. But,
yeah, it was. Yeah.
But I laughed quite a bit, and I thought Kevin Hart's character was great, and
you could tell when the two of them were just riffing, and that I think that was by far and away the most fun part.
Yeah.
When they just were, I mean, you could just see the director sort of sitting there either tearing his hair or just giggling, or maybe a combination. Yeah. Being a director with those two is probably an exercise in frustration.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we did that. Well, did you celebrate Earth Day on Saturday?
I didn't. I'm kind of regretting it now too. I woke up yesterday morning kind of kicking myself because I woke up and then it just kind of hit me like, oh, I didn't do the Earth Hour, right?
Yeah, it's Earth Day, but that's what you did for the hour, is that it was the world's largest demonstration that it, I don't know if it's, I think it's 8:30 wherever you are, I think that's the deal.
Okay.
Because obviously 8:30 in California, if it's East Coast time, would be 5:30, so it doesn't make any sense to dim your lights.
Right.
It's not dark out. We did, and I lived next door to a hotel, and so I just happened to go by the hotel, and they had, it was great. Both my building and the hotel had candles in the lobby, so when you walk in, it was very cool.
Huh.
I mean, I think they should do that all the time.
Yeah.
They had, and I mean, my building had real candles. The hotel had fake candles. I guess they have more stringent fire laws or something. But it was really fun. I mean, fun. It's kind of it was nifty to feel like, you know, I think that is part of what human beings really get off on, is the idea that they're part of a larger whole, whatever it is, whether it's a church group or a demonstration or a run or a football stadium. We are such social creatures that I think there is something very special about those times where we really do come together, and especially when it's a positive thing as opposed to a riot or something. But it was pretty cool. And I actually took a yoga class, which I hadn't for a while. Oh. And they had it in this beautiful area, and they had the candles and everything. And I was one of two people who showed up, which was kind of surprising, except this is kind of a busy weekend for a lot of people, that there's spring break and it's Holy Week, and so lots of things were going on. And but it was great because I'd actually sort of torn up my back. Part of it was I was coming down with a cold, and that's the weak part of my body. Whenever I get anything, goes into my back. But I'd also gone to 3 movies during that day. That's a lot of sitting, which really isn't very good for your back. So I was feeling a little creaky, and the yoga was just great. I mean, I'd forgotten how much I really like yoga and how much my body doesn't really. I'm strong and I have a pretty good lung capacity, but I'm not very flexible, and yoga really puts huge emphasis on flexibility. So it reminded me I really need to get back to it, because it's not what my body does, and if you need to do what your body doesn't ordinarily do. So that was pretty, I sort of felt like really tuned into that. 3 movies and yoga. And they did try the earth cocktail. I don't know, gin? I don't know. It was... They said, you have to try this. And they said, well, you know, I really don't drink. And they said, oh, no, you'll like this. It's really healthy. And it was kiwi, cucumber. They call it tiki syrup, which I think is just a fancy word for. I think what it is just simple syrup, which is just sugar and water, with a little pepper in it, which is a little unusual. And then gin.
Wow.
Maybe that's what cured my back. It may not have been yoga at all. It may have just been...
Who would have thought gin would be the ultimate remedy for helping?
Apparently. Well, somebody used to say that the cure for a bad back is to get a tumbler full of bourbon, or I think theirs was bourbon or vodka, and sit on the end, a tumbler, don't even bother with the ice, sit on the end of your bed and chug along it, and you'll fall over into your bed when you wake up. Your head will be bothering you, but your back will be just fine.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, it was. Speaking of which, I actually had an interesting conversation, which actually relates a little bit to what we were talking about last week. Somebody that I don't know very well called up and said, "Can I take you for breakfast?" Which always makes me a little nervous, because I, you know, in front of my eyes is flashing, free shrink, free shrink, free shrink, which is exactly what they had in mind. But it was okay. I mean, some people want free shrink, and I don't even get a breakfast out of it. And it turns out that he was going through a very tough time in his life, very stressful. And he started drinking a lot. And he decided this was really a very bad idea. So he'd had a friend who is this really apparently lovely person who has been in AA for like 15 years or something. And so a couple of years ago, his friends started saying to this dude, I think you have a drinking problem. And so, you know, when you're ready, come talk with me about AA. So I think he did. And then he went to visit his family. And his family said, oh, no, you don't have a drinking problem. And I said, does your family drink a lot? And he said, oh, yeah, but they don't really have a drinking problem. And I said, well, you know, the problem is really defined as much by context. If you have a girlfriend who doesn't drink, and so you're drinking a couple of beers, she may have a problem with your drinking, which means you've got a drinking problem at that moment. Doesn't necessarily mean you're an alcoholic, but means there's a problem because of this behavior. So his concern, which is pretty interesting, was that he felt that AA was too doctrinaire, that it's sort of their way or the highway. And I said, well, you know, I think that any program that's trying to get you to change your behavior at the beginning tends to be pretty rigid, because if it's not rigid, you're going to go back to your old behavior. But any program that you're in, you can always pick and choose. Now, your picking and choosing may dilute some of the value of the program, but it is still your choice to do that. So, but it was a pretty interesting discussion, because he said, well, he just wanted to talk to somebody who was not an alcoholic and was not doctrinaire. I guess I do very well in both categories. So, but I said, you know, I think you have to try what works for you, and I said, you know, and what he was doing, which is pretty interesting, is he was going out with his friends and saying to the bartender, instead of giving me a beer, just give me a fake beer. So the bartender would play along with that all night. And I said, well, at some point, you're probably going to have to say, I don't drink. But maybe that's farther down the road. 855-99-DR-JOY. Whether it's final four, final drink, or dimming your lights, or your lights not being dim. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to vote, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional install.
Have a question?
question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's true. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what we talk about around here, as well as kind of sprinkling in the outside world for a little spice. Today is National Doctors Day. Also, Take a Walk in the Park Day. If you live in this part of the world, you probably want to wait another couple of days. I think the reason I have a cold, and I know that's not how you get a cold, but whenever it was, I just decided I was tired of winter, so I started wearing spring clothes, and of course froze to death because it was cold. And then one day I thought, okay, this is stupid, I'm going to bundle up, and I sweated to death. So, and I know technically, you know, colds are a virus and that's how you get them, but I think you can certainly affect your immune system by driving it nuts by wearing the wrong clothes. At least that's what I believe. Steve, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hello. Steve, are you there? Hi there.
Yes, hi. Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm good. My back's okay. I did yoga. I'm fine.
Good to hear it. I'm calling about my 94-year-old dad,
okay,
who still lives on his own with help from myself and my brother. I go see him every morning. My brother goes see, and I make his breakfast and get himself set up for lunch. You know, he can operate the microwave and heat up his soup and his coffee, and you know, he can cope on his own during the day. And then my brother goes in the evening, and he helps out with dinner and make sure he's all set for nighttime. The thing he has been doing lately is apparently, you know, falling asleep, waking up, and then shouting for me and my brother quite loudly.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the neighbors, he lives in a single-family house, but the houses are pretty close together. And one of the neighbors pulled my brother over and said, gee, I hear your father shouting, you know, sometimes when I'm walking outside or in the yard. And, you know, I'm just a little bit concerned. Now, I know that he shouts for us sometimes when I'm even there. He'll fall asleep, wake up, and start shouting my name. I'm starting to wonder, gee, is there a way to prevent this? I don't think I can convince him not to do it.
He's not doing it consciously. I mean, he's waking, and it's interesting that happens. I mean, with kids, we call it night terrors, when children wake up in the middle of the night because they've had a nightmare.
Right.
And there seems to be, and a night terror is really not exactly the same as a nightmare, because there seems to be a much greater level of terror by definition with night terrors. And it seems to be part of the nervous system growing. And my suspicion is it's one of several things. I'm not sure that anybody's ever really looked at the phenomenon, but it just seems sensible to me that if this happens when you're very young and your system is growing, it may also happen. The same phenomenon may be responsible for a similar response. It's really almost a panic response in the middle of the night, and with the same help, you know, mommy, daddy, you know, Steve, Richard, whatever. It's probably the yelling is motivated by the same feeling, and the feeling is very likely part of an internal mechanism somehow. And what we do with kids is we have a nightlight. So when kids wake up, they're not completely in the dark, because we know human beings don't see very well. And so being in a dark place makes human beings at any age just a bit more frightened. Does he have a nightlight that he sleeps with?
Well, his eyesight is fairly poor, so I don't know if it would help much. I mean,
well, but it's at least light rather than dark.
He does it in the middle of the day, even when the sun is out.
Yeah, but it probably doesn't last as long in the middle of the day, because you're probably not going to be able to erase the initial response, which is the panic of, oh my God, help me. But it may be of shorter duration if he can at least see. And again, his eyesight may not be very good, but he can probably differentiate light and dark. And it probably, when it happens during the day, it probably doesn't happen for as long, partially because you're there.
Right. It'll stop if you tell him, oh, here we are, we're right here.
Yeah.
Hey, let's say I'm downstairs doing the laundry or something, and I can't rush up and say, oh, I'm here, I'm right nearby. He might keep shouting for me for 5 minutes.
Okay, so it's maybe not light and dark. Is he frightened?
Sometimes when I arrive, you know, and obviously I have not been there, and it's morning, you know, he might shout my name. I assume he's been shouting my name since he woke up, you know, or my brother's name.
Is he aware, when you talk to him about it, is he aware of the phenomenon?
Give me that one more time, the question.
I said, all right, let's say you're down in the laundry room, and he's hollering, and you go up, and is he aware that he's been shouting?
He sort of is, yes. He does recognize that he has been shouting. And sometimes he'll even tell me, oh, have I been shouting? You know, so he does know.
Have you guys thought about, it sounds like he has a single family home. Is there an extra bedroom there? Have you thought about hiring somebody to just sort of be there?
Well, what we've been thinking about is, since my brother's in a two-family house and the downstairs is no longer occupied, we're thinking about moving him to the two-family house where my brother lives upstairs. But now there's the fear that, gee, if we moved him in there, would my brother and his wife get any sleep? You know, if
yeah, I think you might.
Every time he wakes up from a nap.
Well, not to mention the fact that you're going to be moving him out of an environment where he's comfortable and he knows the environment. So it may be worth it to at least temporarily have somebody at least there overnight for a whole bunch of reasons, partially for his just sense of well-being, partially just for your sense of well-being that if he falls, if he has to get up and go to the bathroom, there's somebody at least there. Because it sounds like you guys have been very lucky about being able to have him be self-reliant for this long and live by himself for this long. And it can just be somebody who, in exchange for room and board, just stays there with him. And they get, you know, free housing or something. It may even be a college student or something. And in exchange for room and board, they may get awakened occasionally. But it may also make your father feel safer because he's not by himself.
Yeah. Because we're even thinking that if we were to even have him go to a facility, would they drug him so that he wouldn't shout and bother the other patients?
I don't know. It probably would depend, to be quite honest, on the facility. But it's not an uncommon phenomenon. Again, I mean, if you think about it, if you've ever had a nightmare, you wake up in the middle of the night, sometimes hollering. With small kids, we see it. I think it's a combination of some internal stuff and also the sense of isolation a little bit.
Sure.
So I don't, you know, where he is, so...
That, you know,
yeah,
he's starting to slip a little bit. I hear that.
But also, you know, I it would seem to me to go. All I can do when I hear situations like this, and I'm certainly facing similar situations with my mom, and I already face it with my grandmother, is that you'd want, if you were in that situation, you'd want to be as self-reliant for as long as possible. And it would seem to me, for right now, maybe seeing if there's somebody who could come and live with him and just be there with him, because it sounds like you guys are doing a great job during the day, and even if he hollers during the day, it's going to be a lot less disruptive. Let me put you on hold for just a second. I'll come right back to you, right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Steve, who's got, sounds like a pretty vibrant 94-year-old dad, and he and his brother have worked out a very nice system where Steve goes over in the morning, fixes breakfast, gets him ready for lunch. His brother comes in the evening, helps him with dinner, helps him get ready to go to bed. And the complication at this moment is that when he wakes up, either from a nap or in the middle of the night, he is... It would seem to me that from your description, and you can tell me that this is accurate or not, that he's terrified. He's really frightened.
Yeah.
And he's somewhat disoriented. And and Steve saying, well, what if we moved him in with my brother, but does that mean that he's going to keep my brother and his wife awake? And that's not a terrible possibility, but my guess is he's not, you know, he's going to be in unfamiliar circumstances, which is going to create its own sense of anxiety. So if possible, keeping him where he is probably makes the most sense for as long as you can prolong that, just because he's going to be most comfortable at it, which means getting somebody in there. Unless you guys, between the two of you, you have enough grandchildren to populate the house so everybody takes a night at Grandpa's, so he's there.
Unfortunately, no grandkids on either side. So.
Okay, well, that it also occurs to me that that may drive him crazier than it's really worth. I would look around and see, especially over the summer, that you've got a college student or something, or some reliable person who could just come in and essentially maybe do a little bit of light housework, but maybe not even that, just in exchange for room and board, be there overnight, so if he wakes up in the middle of the night, he can be reassured. And just him knowing, your father knowing that there's somebody there, that he's not alone, may offset some of the anxiety.
That could possibly do it, sure. Although my concern is that, as I said, even sometimes when I'm there, he'll fall asleep while I'm doing the laundry or doing some chores, and then wake up and not remember that I'm there and start shouting.
I know, but the default mode in his house is being alone. So if we change that, if it doesn't work, it just seems to me a relatively inexpensive, non-invasive, relatively easy to manage situation. Because if not, then the problem is not only that he's disruptive to the neighbors, but that he's feeling some real terror at that moment. And
right.
We certainly don't want that to be a part of his daily life. And if you know, most people when they wake up out of a deep sleep are a bit disoriented, but most of us, I think for most of us when we wake up, there's an occasional moment of, oh my goodness, where am I? Like if you've ever been on vacation and you wake up in a strange room, and I'm not even going to talk about the other times we would end up in strange rooms with not much memory of it, but there is a disorienting factor, and I think if we can have his default mode that there's somebody that he trusts and he's like who's there. And it may take a little while to reset in that person coming to him and saying, no, you're okay. Can I get you a drink of water? So that his mindset is not that I'm alone and there's nobody here and what if I think I'm having a heart attack? But the default mode is there's somebody here and they'll be there at breakfast and I can play canasta with them. And because we know that one of the issues about growing old is isolation.
Sure.
It just seems like maybe it's worth a try because it's not particularly, it's a little bit difficult, but it's not nearly as difficult as, for example, moving him in to your brother's house, which I think is likely to create some chaos. Although you can try that on a week and see what happens of just saying, gee, we'd love to have you come over for a week and see how that works. So that's something you can try
that's
as well with minimal kind of intrusion as well.
Sure.
Before you'd move him into assisted living, because that's going to be a huge change for him. And
people, if you want to try to avoid that at all costs.
Exactly.
It's expensive,
exactly.
And I'm sure he wouldn't want it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, he does say time to time, oh, I don't know what you're going to do with me. I'm not sure how much longer I can live on my own. And I always
but
you're not really living on your own. I see you every morning, my brother.
Well, but Steve, I think that more than anything you've said makes me think that getting somebody in there might be a real blessing all the way around. I think the word is alone.
Yeah.
And if he wasn't so alone, he may be much more comfortable. As I said, the default mode would not be, oh my God, I'm alone. The default mode would be Stanley's next door or Cheryl's here for me. And some company as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think you guys are doing a great job. It just seems to me that the overnights could use a little bit of shoring up.
Sure, sure. Okay, we'll give that a shot, and
right.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Please do. Steve, thanks for your call.
All right, thanks, Dr. Joy.
Sure, bye-bye.
Take care.
Shauna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Shauna.
Hi, I'm wondering if you can help me with a pretty raw situation that, or since the pre-raw just happened, this morning I stumbled across my husband having some one a Craigslist ad and one an online profile looking basically for sex. Mm-hmm. My husband and I have been married 5 years. We have two twin babies, 9 months old. Both very happy. I mean, honestly, we're the happiest. I'm probably the happiest I've ever been in my life. And I'm really shocked. I've never had any suspicions. Never, come across anything before. And he's a cop, so he works different shifts. He works, days and then nights. But I've never, like I said, I've never been suspicious of anything. I have run across a couple of years ago where he had been looking at quite a bit of pornography. Basically, I won't go into our whole conversation, but when we talked this morning and I confronted him about it, I mean, he basically says he doesn't know why he did it at first, but then going on, like, well, you have, an addiction to this stuff, or, he thinks maybe it's just a fantasy that went too far. Are you saying he's just...
Shauna, has he met anybody? Has he actually met anybody face-to-face, or does he just type?
He said he's never contacted it, or never had an affair or done anything physically, and he's never actually done anything online. Like, he said all he did was that one profile I found. He said that he just signed up for the profile, and then, created the profile, and then that was it.
So he's never met anybody face-to-face?
Correct. That's what he says. I'm just wondering, honestly, I believe him because the things that I found are pretty easy to find. It doesn't seem like he was trying to hide it. And I looked through, a bunch of texts and emails and couldn't find anything else. Yeah. So I'm just wondering, is it possible for someone to have an addiction like that and just be addicted to a fantasy? And I want it to work.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd use that word, to be quite honest, because it doesn't give you a whole lot of wiggle room. Wiggle room may be exactly the wrong term here, but it just doesn't... I'm not sure it's a useful term. What is your sex life like, Shauna, with him?
Honestly, good. I mean, not as much when we have twin babies, but it used to be... once or twice a week, and it's still probably once every 2 weeks. This is with, like I said, with the babies. But
yeah, How old are you, Chana?
We're both 34.
Okay. And you said he works sometimes days and sometimes nights.
Yeah, he has a rotating shift. He works a month of days and then a month of nights.
Do you work outside the home, or the kids just keeping you running around like crazy?
Nope, I work full-time, too.
Okay. All right. How did you happen to find these?
I was actually going to go in and post the Craigslist ad on the iPad, and he happened to it's his iPad that I was using, and he was still finding the Craigslist, and it was a recent posting where he had posted where he was going to be. This is when he was in St. Cloud a year and a half ago, saying, I'm going to be in town on business. And I'm looking basically for a one-night stand type of a thing.
Oof.
Yeah, that one really hurt. And he's denying that one. He admitted to the profile. He's saying he doesn't remember, or he doesn't think that Craigslist posting was his, which makes me nervous, because everything else I believe except for that. I don't believe that he had to have done it, and he has to remember doing that.
Well, whether he did it or not, he certainly didn't forget it. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold for a minute, and I'll walk you through this, all right, and see what you want at this moment, and then I'll figure out what to do about that, all right?
Okay.
855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Shauna, who's a mom of 9-month-old twins in a 5-year marriage, and her husband wasn't terrifically good at covering his tracks, which I don't think is completely accidental. I think on some level this is something that he wanted you, if not to know about, at least he was either feeling guilty or feeling like he needed to. Has he ever said to you in the last year, Shana, we've turned into a couple who, you know, was couple-centered into a couple who is child-centered. You know, we don't talk to each other very often. We don't go out very often. We don't have sex very often. Has he said any of those things?
No, but he's not really good at communicating.
Yeah, I know. He's a man. I know. And because, kiddo, I think on some level that's what he's communicating here. And it would be really nice if he could say those things, but if he could say those things, he'd probably be a female, not a male, because as you point out, guys just don't. So the question is, what do you want at this moment? I assume, let me not assume, do you want to stay with this dude?
I do. I honestly really love him, and I guess my hope is that it's something that he's just addicted to some kind of online.
Well, I would encourage you not to use that word, because it's not going to feel very good to you, and it's not going to feel very good to him.
And however, maybe it just makes me feel better, because I guess I struggle with depression and anxiety, and so I know what it's like to struggle with something, so maybe it just makes me feel better.
Fair enough. All right, but the word struggle is a much more useful word, I think, for both you and for him. You're not addicted to being depressed.
No.
You struggle with depression, and he may have to struggle with curiosity about other women. He may have to struggle with a sense that he's not as important to you as he once was. But struggle implies an intent to overcome as opposed to succumb. And I don't think that's my concern about the word addiction. If it's not me, it's outside of me, it's something over which I have no control. The word struggle implies a completely different mindset and a completely different intent. So I would use the word struggle. All right, assuming that you love this dude, what I would do, well, let me ask you first. Are you willing to get a babysitter one day a week or one night a week so the two of you can just go and have some couple time?
Definitely.
Okay, number two, are you willing to initiate sex at least once a week with him?
Definitely, and that's the other thing I was going to say, is there's been times in the past where I've initiated it and he's said, like, no, my stomach hurts or whatever, and I'm like, huh? I am not eating. It's not like it's that often, but it makes me wonder, like, what...
Okay, fair enough. And that's a legitimate question to ask him. All right, because you've got a messy situation right now. If you've got a messy situation, you might as well take the risk of making it a little bit messier to clean the whole thing up, right? Because you don't want to have to go through this again. So I would sit him down. I would go take a walk with him tonight. I'd get a babysitter and go take a walk with him tonight. And I'd say, all right, dude, I'm committed to this marriage. Are you? And then stop talking. You know, you don't have to go through all the reasons why. You don't have to mention the kids. Just, I'm committed to this marriage, are you? And he's either going to say, I don't know, at which point your stomach's going to hurt a lot, but you might as well know. Or he's going to say, yes, I am. Or he's going to say, no, I've not been happy for a long time. But again, even if he says those kind of icky things, you're better off being aware of it than being blindsided by it. And let's make the assumption temporarily that he's going to, I know I can hear your stomach growling at this moment, that he's going to say, yes, I am. And he say, all right, here's what I'm willing to offer you. I'm willing to offer you a babysitter one night a week, so the two of us, and it could be lunch, depending on your schedule or dinner, where we have some couple time, just the two of us. We don't talk about the kids. We don't go to a movie. We do something where we can hold hands and neck and be happy with each other, number one. Number two, I want to initiate sex at least once a week with you. I want you to initiate sex at least at a different once a week with me, so we're having sex at least twice a week, minimum. And then see what he says. And this is an opportunity to find out what both of you want. I mean, you're 5 years into a marriage, but you've had a cataclysmic change in the last year. You got those two little rugrats that you didn't have. Did both of you want the pregnancy? Did you go through IVF?
We did. We had tried for a long time. Yeah. We both wanted kids, yeah.
Okay. Because here's what I think may also have happened to your sex life, especially from his point of view. From his point of view, anytime you go through IVF, it doesn't make any difference whose fault it is, that men feel, I mean, as women we can think, well, gee, maybe I'm not fulfilling my female destiny, but it doesn't really wrap around our heads the way a man who feels maybe I'm shooting blanks or there's something wrong with me. Guys are much more invested into their masculinity to a certain extent, let alone their penis, than we are. I mean, it's just socialization. So, and then when you have to go through IVF and you have to have sex on a schedule, he may have felt of, you know, I'm not even sure I'm manly, and now I feel like I'm a stud, you know, that I have to, that sex isn't something we do because it's fun or we're feeling turned on. Sex is something we have to do for a specific goal. And then he's got the kids. And it's not coincidental to me that the whole one night stand crap was about a year ago, and you've got 9-month-old twins, and you were 6 months into your pregnancy. So I'm certainly not making excuses for him, because I think it was just plain stupid. It was stupid to even think about it, let alone do it. But if I were you, I'd just write that off, because if you want to stay in this marriage, you don't want that over your head. And you don't want to ask him, because either if he says yes, if he says yes, something happened, then you've got a whole different dilemma. If he says no, the question is, do you believe him? And then if he did or did, so I just let that go. I mean, assuming both of you, neither of you have a sexually transmitted disease, and he says no, you know, he'd never do it again, I'd let that one go, because there's just no profit in it for you. And then I would say to him, if you think that this is something that is compulsive on your part, and again, I wouldn't use the word addiction, but if you think this is a compulsion on your part, I think you have to go see a therapist. I don't, you know, you can go and handle it by yourself. If you don't, maybe we should do a marriage counselor together. But see where you are, because at this moment, what you know is things are very messy, but very unclear. Yeah. So tell him what you're willing
to. He did say he'd go to a counselor for this, and I mean, he did say he just wants me and he wants this to work. So
yeah, I mean,
believe him?
Yeah. Honey, look, if you want this marriage, do believe him, and I'll tell you why. Because not believing him, if he's sincere, is very hard to recover from. So you want this marriage, so you might as well believe in it. That doesn't mean you go into it stupidly, because you don't want to be a fool, and you don't want to be embarrassed, and you don't want to be heartbroken. But given those choices, you want the marriage badly enough, it would seem to me, to take the risk. And if you don't, then you're going to figure that out in the next, you know, couple of days and decide, nope, you know, I'm done here. It sounds to me you're not. It sounds to me that he's not either, because it's not that hard to cover your tracks. And he didn't.
Yeah.
I think he felt terrible about this. And from what I would view this as, Shauna, is a wake-up call. Not as a crisis, but as a wake-up call. If he's saying, I don't feel important, I don't feel masculine, I haven't felt this way for a while, tell me you love me.
Okay.
If you need to stay on, talk with me more, stay on. Okay, and I'll put Manny on with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Ethan Behrman Show on the Future of Talk Radio, GCN.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. German prosecutors say Andreas Lubitz, the co-pilot of the German Wings passenger plane that crashed in the French Alps, had received treatment for suicidal tendencies.
Had, at that time, been in treatment of a psychotherapist because of what is documented as being suicidal.
And all 150 people on board the plane that crashed into the French Alps were...